Let us go back to the beginning of the sugya, Daf Hei Amud Beis. Just went over the Gemara quickly, and then Tosfos. Iboyilo ma livel betchila b'Shabbos. Is one permitted to be boil betchila b'Shabbos? Da mifket pokid oy chiburim michber. If it's Bifkat Pokid, then it's Muta. It's Chaburim Michber, it is also. Then Vimtim Salaim Adam Bifkat Pokid, and there's no Shaila of Chabure, Abol Adam Utsorech Vishori, Aydum Ole Pesach Utsorech Vahosa. He's Mechaven Messias HaPesach. So it's also. Im timtza loima ledam utzorech upesach memeila kosi. If you say he's only interested in the dam and the pesach is a dover memeila, alochik rab shimon dam adover shen miskaven muta, alochik rab yuda dam adover shen miskaven osa. Im tim zu leima aloche ke rab yehuda da tove shem miskaven is also is me kalkulo eitzala pesach oi me sakno eitzala pesach is is a kilkulo la tikin and ike da amri vi im tim zu leima so the whole tzad the all that study had to were only if we assume da mifket pocket Im tim zolay madam chibur imechber ledam utzorich vaoser aydur malanos atzme utzorich v'shori. So it's also a davar she'enim miskaven. Im tim zolay malanos atzme utzorich v'dam emeila kosi is alochik Rab Yehuda. The davar she'enim miskaven is also alochik Rab Shimon. The davar she'enim miskaven is muta. Vim tim tzoloyme haloche ke Rab Yehuda, we pasken like Rab Yehuda. Mekalkel bechabure, oi mesakin bechabure hu. So he considered a mekalkel or a mesakin with this chabure. Vim tim tzoloyme mekalkel bechabure hu. The mekalkel haloche ke Rab Yehuda, the mekalkel bechabure is potter, oi haloche ke Rab Shimon. But we pasken like Rab Shimon that the kalkol bechabure is chayiv. Now let us see Tosfos. Mahu livel betchila b'Shabbos. So Tosfos says afal gav detiknu shetei psula nises beribi. So Tosfos says what is pshat that one should be boiled betchila b'Shabbos? Chazal b'mesaken the psula nises beribi. Mikol mokem im ira loy shaloi boal beleil chamishi. The Gemara clears, but what happens if something occurred? He wasn't boil beleil chamishi. Is loy chayvu chachomim lahamtim ad yoim chamishi acher or ad yoim beis? But if lemaisa he was unable to be boil leil chamishi, so the maise, the whole takona of kriri daita was that it's nisais berevi, and we hope it'll be nivel bechamishi. That's it. If something occurred and he was unable to be boil leil chamishi, so there's no more takona. So now it's possible to be boil leil Shabbos. Lo chiboi im muta livel b'Shabbos im lav. So Tosfos says afal gav desanyu le'el umafrishin choson min hakala leili Shabbos tchile mibnei shu oise chabura. So this shaila is enough in the baraisa. Then we had another baraisa v'sanyu nami b'idach baraisa benkach u benkach lo yivel. Loi be'erev Shabbos, v'loi be'moitzoi Shabbos. So we have often the baraisas which asa perish bekuntere. So Rashi said, v'loi havi yodalo. The Baloi boy was unaware of these baraisas. Inami, Yodalo. Maybe he was aware of the Baraises. Uboi, Eichi Hilchese. But how do we pass it? The Ikala Meima, the Pligi Bo Rab Yehuda Verab Shimon. Could very well be that this Shaila is totally in the Machlekes Rab Yehuda Rab Shimon Dovo Sheinim Iskavim. So therefore, even though you have a Baraisa that says it's also, that could be it's going according to Rab Yehuda. And we paskin like Rab Shimon. So Mamela could be he was aware of the Baraises. Ba'afal Pikein, he still has a Shaila Lahaloch. So Taisha says, O mi al kochacho nire delo yoda ha Baraise. The Chayshinin Shema Yishchad Benoif, the second Baraise. That the Baraise says that he's not permitted to be boil Meitzoi Shabbos. And that is because the Chayshinon Shema Yishchad Benoif. The Havayod is a Memele and the Gemara is Messiahim. So since the time is Meitzoi Shabbos, Als Chayshin and Shema Yishchad Benoif. So the Gemara says that who had in Beleil Shabbos, we also have the same Hissel. The Aviyoda lo, Maika mi boilei, Obaholei pligi Rab Yehuda v'Rab Shimon. So Al Kochoch, we have to say, didn't know of the Baraisa. Ach, me the sheet is Moirer. I mean, this was a member of Abaye. Abaye said that since it's Muchach from the Baraisa, that it is Isa of Zeir Hashem Yishchad Benoif, Hashte the Osis Lohochi Erev Shabbos Namik Zeir Hashem Yishchad Benoif. The Gemara wants to say that that's pshat in the Isser of Erev Shabbos. Zeir Hashem Yishchad ben Oif. For the suit he's going to make. It's not muchach that's the tam. Shita says could be Erev Shabbos. It's not so muchach that is a Zeir. About Kaponim Taisvis assumes not like that. So Memela, so we have here a new factor why it's also to make beer. So this whole sugya is not negay anymore. Because it's Icher also. So Taisa says he didn't know the Baraisa. Voho de loy poshet mino lepsoif. So fine. So the Balei boy was not aware of the Baraisa. But later when we're poshet the Shaila, so why didn't the Gemara bring the Baraisa? Shem demashkech tanoi de pligia lo. Lamaisa there's a machlekes tanoi. If one is permitted to be boiled, a kind of psula laivil betchila b'shabbos chomim atirim. So lamaisa there's a machlekes tanoim in the Shaila, nach kocher the chachomim atirim, the not hold of the gzeire shem yishchid benoi. So that is why the Gemara did not bring this parais. Dam mifkid pokid oy chibure michpa. Taime de chibure. Now we have the Mishnah in Klal Godel tells us lametes meloches, and in the lametes meloches there's not one of them that is making a chabure. And here, it seems in our Gemara, if chiburi michber, it is also because he's making a chabure. So what is the issa of making a chabure? Taime de chabure, loike perish rashi de pirish peperik shmein eshrotzim de chayev mishum tzeveya. Gabi ches shrotzim, de tana hosom, nitzra hadam, afal pi shelo yotzom. It says in Perik Shmeine Shrotzim, if a person was choyvel in one of the Cheshchotzim, and the dam became Nitzchar together, became this Asef Tachas Ha'er. So it says Yechayiv als Chabure. So Rashi says, what is the Isser? The Isser is Tzeveya, that you're coloring the oil. The dam remains there, and the oil becomes Nitztaber. That's what Rashi says. V'koshalari. The Be'elo Treifis Bishmaita Dereye Tanya. We learned about Raisa. Ushor Shkotzim Ramosim Atsheyetze Mehem Dam. The Shmeine Shrotzim Heva Oyer that holds back the dam. So Memela De Yechayev by Nitzrar Adam. By the other Shrotzim, there's not a thick oyer that will hold back the dam. So one of the two. Either the dam from the chabure, if there wasn't a strong chabure, so it will go back. If it doesn't puncture the oil, so it'll go back into the bloodstream. It's like someone flushes that, and then the dam goes back. That's not called a chabure. And the only time one is chayiv, if the dam leaves, it punctures the oil, which is a thin oil, and then yechayev al tzasiyas chabura. Now, v'hashto hosom may tzeveya ike, or less lehu oil, there's no oil that he wants to be tzeveya. That some emele, if the whole is of chabura is tzeveya, what tzeveya is over there? Vohochinami maitzviye ike bahach chabure. What tzvi is over here? If michbar chobe, what tzvi is over here? So here the Taisus Arosh Tain is. Now that kasha is not such a gefelche kasha. Vafulu shaiche tzviye. Kedei laharish shehi besula yedei shasadinim oi psoro tzvuim midam. Pakert, here he wants to be tzeveya de sadin, a yedei bilosoi, or tzeveya besoro. That shows that she's a psula. So Emerson here, it could be this shayach tzviya, if that's his intent. But then there's another problem. If this is severe, so the Taisus Harosh asks, so what's the difference of mifket pocket or chiburi mechba? That's how the Taisus Harosh brings down this kasha. V'chein gabi chabur demile loy shayer tzviye. Chabur demile is not shayer tzviye. There, what does he want to be tzeveya? Voido kolchacho, the Gemara learns out from Mila, mekalko b'chabur chayiv, but Kabbana Vaistoi is that there is a melocha of asiyas chabura by Mila, and there there's no intent to be tzevei anything. Voido kolchacho l'shmul iketai ma'achine. According to Shmuel, the zikr is another iser by asiyas chabura. The bepeire klal godol koma, the shoichet loy mechayev mishum tzeveya, elo mishum netilas neshama. Rav holds that shoichet chayev mishum tzeveya. We'll see soon that Rav means mishum tzeveya gamke. He says Rav holds that when a person shechts a beheme, he wants that the beis hashchita shebin itztabe bedam, to show the freshness of the meat, and that is nikkur by the dam shchita in the beis hashchita. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel holds loy mechayiv mishum tzeveya el mishum netilas neshama. So the only chiyuv is of making a chabura shchita ein lecha chabura gedoyla mizu is netilas neshome. So alma time the chabura havi mishum netilas neshome kido kama shmul osam by shoychet. The rav doma hosam mishum tseveya af mishum tseveya kama. So memele, so we see that the iser of making a chabura is netilas neshome. Netilas Nisham. Now let's understand now this melacha of Netilas Nisham. Now the Netilas Nisham of Sheikhet is very understandable. We there was a Netilas Nisham from the Behemoth. Now over here there's no Netilas Nisham. So one could say, "Epsazab chine mali kotla kule mali kotla palge," but al kaponim you're machlish the dovel that the dam is taken from. His teisva says, "Ein leforish taime mishum akhoshe shemachlishoy v'noytel ktsas nishmosoy." There's a netila of a mitzvah nishamim. The Taisus HaRosh is Mamtik, and we will say that is Pshat by the other Shrotzim, that Yochayev, if the dam comes out, Yochayev that was the Gemara Taisus that brought down in Chulin, that Bishash Gotzim was Machiyetze Mehem Dam. So we'll say Pshat, that it's speaking about that they're chasing him, and he wants to be machlish them. That's how the Taisus HaRosh says. The tinech gabi shchotzim dike chiyuve, ave molocha tzriche laguve, shetzoich lahachlish hasheretz, chagoyin shehu roidef achot. So he wants to be machlishim. Shenshu roidef perish ha'odom achav. They said that he wants to catch him. So he's hitting him that he should become cholosh. So that would be good. So he wants to be machlish to the sheretz. So that's good by shchotzim. But avagabi mile. Until Nisham ain't leforish the time of Mishum Akhoshe, Shemachlishoi v'noitol k'tas nishmosoi, the hoche ain't tzorech lachlishe so'isha. Aces, the Gemara klarza shayla, if dam chiburim michber, so a person is not permitted to be boil apsule ler Shabbos, because he's neutral nishmosa. So if the gather of the netilas nishame is because he's being machlish the isha to that, but she loses some blood, but here you don't need this chalishes. So Taisus means to say, so it's a malocha shein tzricha legufe. I don't need to be machlish the isha. The melacha is, he said, the netilas neshome that was in the Mishkan, when they shechted the elam, they wanted the elam to be dead in order to use the iris. And we'll say that a mitzvah neshome is also called netilas neshome, so you want to be machlish, but you don't want to be machlish the isha. So it's a melacha shein tzricha legufe. So why does the Gemara assume that if you hold dam chiburei michber, so lemaise it is also to be boil apsule, I don't need the chalishes of the isha. So Taisva says that wouldn't be too much of a problem, mi isure de koma hoche ikalamein bedahave de rabbono. It could be, enochanami, that it's a maloche shein tzricha legufa. That means, ledamu tzorich, he needs the dam, let's say, to see if she's a psula, or for other purposes, to see that she's a psula, he needs the dam. And by taking out the dam, the isha becomes nechlash. So this is like choyfe gume, veinitzorch ela la'afro. That means by taking out the offer, you're creating a gume. And loy trap shimen, a maloche shein tzricha legufa is poter avolos. So see, it's also the same thing. I need the dam, and by taking away the dam, I machlish the isha. So it's a maloche shein tzricha legufa. So it's awesome with the Rabbanon. So our Gemara is not gefällig. Aber gabi mile mashme de ike isure de reise boi zoos da. But from the Gemara it would seem that by mile there's an isur de reise. The mrinen beperk abelos, Rabbi Lezer. The Gemara says Rabbi Lezer the mile as follows. Hai umne de loi mayetz. A moil that does not make mitzitze, sakanto, so this is a sakone for the blood. That means the mitzitze is a necessity to make after the mila. So if you have a moil who does not make mitzitze, so he's putting the racha nimble into a sakone, umavarino lay. So we take away his license. He can't use such a moil because he's making a mila and he's being misaken the nimul. Frek the Gemara, pshiter. What are you telling me? That's poshet, that it's a sakone. Midemeko mechalin Shabbos alay. How does one make mitzitza in Shabbos? If it wouldn't be a sakone, so how are you allowed to be mechalil Shabbos? Every mitzitza is a chilul Shabbos, and we make mitzitza in Shabbos, so al kolchach, because it's a sakone. So it's partially it's a sakone. So what are you telling me that if a moil doesn't make mitzitza, maverino life, it's a sakone. And I can figure out it's a sakone without having a medical degree, because I see we make mitzitza on Shabbos, so al kolchach though, only have the result, because of nefoshes. So the Gemara says no. Without having a medical degree, could be we wouldn't know that it's Chilul Shabbos. That we would know it's a sakone. Aye, we make mitzitza b'Shabbos. Mao de teima da mifkat pocket. Maybe this dam that we might, it's his mifkat pocket. So if it's mifkat pocket, so there's no chabure. So that's why it's permissible. You're not doing any meloche. Kamash Malon, so that's what he's telling us. Not the chiburi mechba, that the dam that we are moitzitz is chiburi mechba. So memele, you are making a chabura. So now Khan Shoyel Aben, and how are we permitted to do this in Shabbos? Is our kol chochos? This is an echt chilul Shabbos. Is ois gishpart that it's a sakonen? We do it al pikuach nefoshes. Now, Tosfos just was mechadish that the issa of chabure is netilas neshama. So Tosfos had wanted to say, what's the netilas neshama? I'm taking away mikzas neshama from, when you take away dam, you're taking away mikzas neshama from the one that the dam is taken away from. So the hachloshe is also natilas neshama, mali mitzas neshama, mali kol neshama. So Tosfos says, we have mishum hachloshe. If the natilas neshama is hachloshe, that we are weakening the rach hanimul, like a chilul Shabbos, so it's also no chilul Shabbos. Again, I don't need to be machlish the tinnik. I want to get rid of the dam, but I don't need to be machlish the tinnik. So memele, so why did some malacha shein tzricha leguf? It's like chayfe gume, vein tzorch elo la'afro, that it's not considered It's a malocha shein tzricha legufa. I need the offer. Here I need to get the dam out, but I don't need the result in the tinnik that it becomes a cholosh. It's a malocha shein tzricha legufa. Safilo dam chiburim mechber. It's also no chilul Shabbos. So what's pshat in the Gemara? V'nira l'rabbeinu tam l'forish. Doitzoas dam chshive netilas neshome. The taking out of the dam is called netilas neshome. Ki adam hu anefesh. That the nefesh is mechubel to the dam. Uchshenoitul miktsosoi. And when you take away miktsas dam, neitel miktsas neshome. So you are taking miktsas neshome. Now, we'll see this later. The next thesis will be problematic. So before we'll get to the problem, let's just say a pshat I once heard b'shem Hagoyin Rav Shor Zecheinu Levroche. He said pshat as follows. When the blood is in the bloodstream, there's neshama there, ki adam hu anefesh. So there's chiyas in the blood. When a person makes metzitza, he does not want that this blood should be in the bloodstream. He wants to take out this blood. This blood, for some reason, is misukin to the tinnik. So this blood, that means if he would not make metzitze, the Gemara says chiburi mechbel, metzitze draws out the blood from the bloodstream that is in the bloodstream. I do not want that this blood should be in the bloodstream, so I want to take away the neshama from this blood. I don't want this blood to be circulating, because it's a sakana for the... So I want to take away the neshama from this blood. So I don't want to... So that's why I want to take it out of the bloodstream. I want to be mafresh the blood from the neshama. There should not be... So that's also called netilas neshama. I don't want there should be neshama in this blood. That's why I'm taking it out. That's the whole reason I'm taking it out. I don't want that this blood should be. So that could be is called netilas neshama. Ki adamu anefesh eshenoytol miktsosoy. When he takes away a little blood, this nefesh mu'urev in each mashua blood. Neitel miktsas nisham. But perhaps we'll come back to this again. So that's pshat Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam said that the issa of making a chabure is netilas nisham. And not netilas nisham from the not being machlish the person. But I want to take this out of, I want to take away the neshama from this blood. So memelas, and I accomplish this by drawing out the blood. So there's a chiyuv of netilas neshama. V'koshelari, the amrinem beperek lagodu. So the Rabbeinu Tam b'Emerson said, amur de kechidish. I mean, the whole makor of netilas neshama we find by Shoichet. And there, it's Natilas Neshama. There it's, he's taking away the Neshama from the Baal Chai. The Rabbeinu Tam said, when you take out the dam from the bloodstream, there's also a Natilas Neshama. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's Ashtik Teire. There's a Natilas Neshama taking out the dam, even though the person who the dam was extracted from is still living and is healthier because of that, but the netilas neshama is from the dam, ki adam hu anefesh. So Taisvus asks on the Rabbeinu Tam, damrine bepeire klal godu, gabi atzot chilozin vapoitzoi. A person captures a chilozin. Now the dam a chilozin that's used to be tzeveyat chilas. and they used to squeeze out the dam. V'lechayev nami mishum netilas nishon. So the Gemara asked, L'chayre, if he squeezes out the dam, he should be mechayev al netilas nishon. Umeshani, so the Gemara says, misasiku eitzel netilas nishon. He's misasik eitzel netilas nishon. He's not, that means he's the cholkame, the isbei nishome tfei nechele. So the Gemara says as follows. Let's just say over the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that when the dam of the chilozen, one wants that it should be clear, that the dam should be clear because that's a maila in the color of the dam. Should be clear. Now, kozman the chilozen is alive, so the dam is clear. When the chilozen dies, so the dam gets cloudy. So it's not good for tcheles. So the Gemara says, when this person is squeezing out the dam, let us say the chilozen, for practical purposes, has 2 ounces of dam. Now, in order to live, if there's a half an ounce left, it'll live, let us say. The 1.5 ounces he's taking out won't take away the life of the chilozen. If he takes out more than 1.5 ounces, so memele, so then that will take away the chiyus from the chilozen. So the Gemara says this person has no intent whatsoever of netilas neshama. Fakert, he doesn't want netilas neshama. He wants the chilozen to remain alive. He doesn't know exactly when the 1.5 ounces ends and when the 1/2 ounce is going to begin, but Vakat is interested in taking out the dam that the chilozen should remain alive. So he's not interested in the netilas neshama. If he does make a netilas neshama, so he is misasik. That means he's misasik in one pula, he's misasik in taking out dam. And it comes out, there could be, and he's isik in one thing, and it could come out. That from this pool it could come out in the Tilas Neshama. But he's not Isaac in that. He's Isaac in taking out the dam. So now, Pishloim, if you don't learn like the Rabbeinu Tam, we learn the whole musik of the Tilas Neshama is that the Behemoth gets killed, the Chilozen gets killed. So then the Gemara is beautiful. So the Gemara says that Fakert, he has no intentions of taking out in the Shama from the Chilozen. He wants the Chilozen to be alive. So the Kelt, he just wants to take out the dam and it should remain alive. Just wants to take out the dam which will not take away the Chiyas from the Chilozen. So Mamela, that's why he's not Chayav al Netilas Neshama. That is if we learn that the whole Netilas Neshama by Shoichet is that the behemoth gets killed, the chalazan dies. The male, the male says he's not interested that the chalazan should die. He wants that it shouldn't die. So the male is misasik eitzel netilas nisham. But the Rabbeinu Tam told us anu hagedore ki hadam hu hanefesh. When one makes mitzitza, he doesn't want that the child should die, but he wants the dam to come out from the bloodstream, so he wants the dam to be separated from the nefesh. He wants to separate the dam from the nefesh, so that alone is netilas neshama. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? The 1.5 ounces let the chilozen live gizun tehei, but that what he wants to take this 1.5 ounces, he wants to make a netilas neshama, just like every mitzitz wants to make a netilas neshama according to the Rabbeinu Tam. That's Amor de Kekasha and the Rabbeinu Tam. Voime Rabbeinu Tam, ki dam chilozen shetzoivim boi, hu mifkit pocket. Val oisoi eine chayiv mishum netilas neshome. Val shahar adam shemechu bechoshiv leim is asik. So the Rabbeinu Tam said a beautiful terrace. The Rabbeinu Tam says, the dam that is used for Tzvi Yisat Cheles, that's Mifkat Pokid the Kedam. So when I take out, there's no neshama in that dam. That is not dam that circulates in the bloodstream. This is mitkat pokidikat dam. So memela, if I take out this dam, there's no netilas neshama whatsoever. There's no neshama ma'uriv in this dam. No, pshat is when a person starts squeezing out the dam, he could eventually squeeze out the chiburi michbadike dam. I can do that also. That is already netilas neshama. So the Gemara says he's not interested in taking out that dam. He doesn't want to take out that dam. He just wants to take out the mitkit pokidike dam. So memela is misasikates on netilas neshama. So memela, so that's why he's not chai about netilas neshom. Fine. Let us see the next taisvitz. Ledamu tzorich v'shori. Now, the Gemara klar the shayla, is a person permitted to be boil a psula leil Shabbos? And the shayla was as follows, that the shayla was Gabi the Pesach. The shayla was, if we hold Mifkit pocket, so if the whole kabone, his whole intent is only the dam, so the dam is muti, you're allowed to take out pocket dike dam. But if le Pesach utzorich, it is also. Because it's binyan. Vim Taimer, so Taisvis asks, Vopsik reishu le inyan a Pesach, but Taisvis. But, he's ain't a machaven to make a Pesach. But it's a psik reishu le inyan a Pesach. Tzorich loimer, she yoche lo hoitzi dam beloi asiyas a Pesach. So Taisvis says that one can take out, I'm not like Rashi, we had mentioned when we learned the Rashi, Rashi says, because there are other people that can make a toya, and you're not moitzi dam, and you don't make a Pesach. So the Marsha asked Rashi, but here we're speaking about ledam utzor, this person wants dam. So memele, if he wants dam, so memele, akoch, there's to be a Pesach. But on Kaponim, Taisvis avoided this problem. Taisvis says that no, that it's shayach to be moitzi dam without making a Pesach. So Memele, and he's not interested in making a Pesach, so if he does make, or if he doesn't make, it's Lemalo in Meirit, if we hold over Shani Miskaven is Mutel, so he's interested in the Dam, he's not interested in the Asiyas a Pesach, so Memele, although he does make a Pesach, he'll be Mutel, because it's Einem Michal. Now we're going to have a Machloikis. What's pshat ledam utzorich? Why does he need the dam? Peirish Rabbeinu Tam, shetzorich lohoitzi adam, shlo yislach lech pam acheres kisheyivel. Ledam utzorich, he wants to take out the dam, because he wants that all the dam should be taken out with this bile, that by the second bile, he won't become a luchlich bedam. That's a taish ledam utzorich. Ula peirushoi. So Taisvis says, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, if that's a ledam utzorich, lekam on the koma dam chiburi michper, I ledam utzorich ba'osa. Later the Gemara says, if you hold dam chiburi michper, it will be osa of ledam utzorich. Af al gav di havi melocha sheine tzricha legufe visharye bemokim tzare gabi mulse. So Taisvis asks, if the whole kavone of ledamu tzorich is only shlo yislach lech pamacheres, so Taisvis says, afilu dam chiburi michber, this is called a meloche she'ein etzricha legufe. And if this is a meloche she'ein etzricha legufe, the sharye, and a meloche she'ein etzricha legufe, according to Rab Shimon, is only awesome with the Rabbona, and the shari b'mokim tzare gabi muse. That means, there the Gemara is speaking about, if a person will we will open up a boil to take out the pus, and by opening up the boil, or by squeezing out the boil, automatically he makes a Pesach. He makes a Pesach in the boil. No, pshat is, he's not mechaven to make a Pesach. No, I'm sorry. He makes a Pesach, but it's a melacha shein tzricha lagufa. That means I need the pus. I have to take out the pus and the Pesach. I don't need the Pesach. Yeah, v'shteitzer. When I squeeze out the pus, a Pesach automatically is made, but I don't need the Pesach. So memeila, it's a melacha shein tzricha lagufa. So it's only osam midarabona. This is like chayfa gume bein tzorich la'afro. Bein tzorich ela la'afro. That means I need the earth. I don't need the cavity which is made in the earth, in the kalke. So pshat is I need to take out the pus. I don't need the pesach that is made in the boil. So since it's a melacha shein tzricha legufe, so the halacha is that b'mokim tzare, it's mutter. It's a derabonon, and b'mokim tzare, they were mutter. It's hoche gabi mitzvah osa. So Tosfos asked, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that ledamo tzorech means, shlo yislach lech bebila acheres. So this is also a meloche she'ein atzricha legufe. So it's only osa mi derabonon. So lechayre, it should be muta b'mokim mitzvah. So just like mafis musa is muta b'mokim tzah. The isa the rabbona, they were mata b'mokim tzah. Lechayre wouldn't be b'mokim mitzvah. So Toshe says, no, ochi gabi mitzvah. So you can't shtel to these two in yonim. There's mitzvah and there's tzah. B'mokim mitzvah, they asad, and b'mokim tzah, they were mata. He wants to see that she's a psula. That's the title ledamu tzorich. Now, this is a very difficult taisvis. Let us explain a little the difficulties. From this taisvis, we see as follows, that there's two ways to learn ledamu tzorich. According to the Ri, he wants the dam to see that she's a psula. According to the Ri, that's called a melacha tzricha leguf. There's no problem. This place is never nikasha. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, ledamu tzorich, he needs the dam that shlo yislach lech pam acheres. That already is called a melacha she'ein tzricha leguf. So Tony also me the rabbon. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, by Metzitze, Tosfos had said before, that Metzitze is a meloch atzricha legufa, because Tosfos said as follows, if you learn the Tilas Neshome is because he wants to be machlish, so then it's a meloch atzricha legufa, so why is Metzitze the Reise de Kechilo Shabbos, the Gemara says Metzitzes and Emes Achilo Shabbos, if we make Metzitzes a Raya that's Pikuch Nefoshes without Metzitzes. So Tosfos had said that if you learn that the Netilas Neshome is, if you learn that the Netilas Neshome is the Hachloshes HaOdom, so then it's a melacha shein tzricha leguf. I don't need it. That's not my intent. So Tosfos said, no. Kedamu anefesh. Kedamu anefesh. So memeile, and you're taking a mitzas nefesh. Finish. Shalom ala Yisrael. So now let us think, what is the difference by mitzitze? I do not want that the dam should be in the tinnik. And by dam psulim, I also don't want that the dam should be in the isha. There I don't want because it's a sakone. Here I don't want because shelo yislach lech pamacheres. Ba'afal pikein, so it's the same kavone, and you have the same ki adamu anefesh. Ba'afal pikein, over there by Metzitz, it's called amaloch atzricha leguf. And that's the Gemara's raya, that if tam chiburim michber, it's a sakonas nefoshes. And here, if I want that the dam should not be in the isha, shelo yislach lech pam acheres, that's called a meloche shein. according to the ri, it's good. If I want to see she's a psula, that's called a meloche tzrichel leguf. I'd like to give a shtikel agdome. There's a teisves in Masechta Shabbos that says as follows. If a person, if an animal is chasing someone, now go and kill the animal. So teisves says, it's called a meloche she'ein etzricha legufa. I don't need the Natilas Neshama. It's not doime. It is not doime to Melechus HaMishkin. Taisvis Neshabes Tav Tzadik Dalet says like this. Harigas Mazikim ain't Tzorich Lahem. You don't need the Maz. I don't need him. But Mishkin o Yitzrichin Lo'iris Eilem. By the Mishkan, they needed the Eiris Eilam. So if a person killed an ayah, because he needs the oil, so it's, I need the Netilas Neshomet from this animal. If I go and I kill a mazik, someone's chasing me, I don't need the Netilas Neshomet. I don't need, I don't need that this should be dead. I need the, I want to be nitzel, but I don't need that this should be dead. So I don't need the netilas neshama. So it's called a meloche she'ein netzricha leguf. Yeah. So lochei repshat is like this. So the getter of netilas neshama is if I need that the neshama should be taken away from what it's mechubah to, that's called a melacha tzrich leguf. I need the neshama should be taken away from this. Taisvah says, if a person is chayvel a behemah, he wants to give the dam le kalboy. That's called a melacha tzrich leguf. That's called, I need the dam. I need the dam, ki adam hu anefesh. That's called a melacha tzrich leguf. So lechayre pshad is like this. If you have the dam, let's speak of a chayvel b'tzorich lekalboy. If you have dam in a behemah, so the dam in the bloodstream is nefesh mechubah to the dam. Now, kolzman the nefesh is mechubah to the dam, my kelev cannot derive any benefit from it. So I want to be mafrid the nefesh from the dam, in order that my kelev should be able to derive benefit from it. So that means I want to separate the blood from the bloodstream. So my mail that's called, I want the netilas neshome. I want that the neshome that was ma'uriv, the nefesh that was ma'uriv, this dam should become lifted from it. And because kozman it's in the bloodstream, it's my kelev can't derive benefit from it. So Mamela, I want the neshama to be nifrat. That's called a melocha tzricha legufa. I need the neshama to be nifrat from this dam in order that I should be able to use the dam. That's called a melocha tzricha legufa. The same thing, if I have to see the dam psulim, according to the Ri, Kozman, the dam psulim is in the bloodstream. I don't know if she's a psula or not. I have to take out these dam psulim from the bloodstream. So in order to see that if she's a psula or not, so that's also called. So for for my idea, again, I need, for my purpose, I need to see that she's a psula, so I have to take the blood out of the bloodstream. So memela, so that's called, I need the separation of the netilas neshama from the dam. I can't be namat in the bloodstream, which Masha Enkein, by the tzir of the Rabbeinu Tam, he wants to take out the dam, ledam hutzorich. What's that, ledam hutzorich? He needs that the dam should not be in the mokim beer, because it'll be mislachlich. The second piece, he wants that the dam should, that's why he wants to take out the dam, ledam hutzorich. Now, if there would be a possibility that the dam, psulin, instead of coming out, could get back into the bloodstream, there would be such a thing. Wot gewen schlecht, wot konisch gewen schlecht, was gate them on that this dam should go back in the bloodstream. He wants al koponim, it should not be in the proizdoer. So when he's boil, he shouldn't be mislachlich a second time. His kavone is not, he doesn't derive any benefit. And there's no tzoyrech that the dam is separating itself from the bloodstream. Mitzidoi, if the dam could remain in the bloodstream and would, that also would be good for him. So I don't need, there's no need for this, for the netilas neshama meyada. I don't need, that is not, I don't want the dam where it is. Let it get back into the bloodstream gesuntai. I don't want it here in the mokim beile. So memele, so be'etzem the netilas neshama I don't need. For if shelo yislachlich could be through a different oven, that means that's all I want, shelo yislachlich. By mitzitze, he doesn't want the dam in the bloodstream, fakert. That dam is mazik the child. He wants this out of the bloodstream. That's why he's being moitzitz the dam. So there he needs the netilas neshama. There he wants to be mafrid the neshama from the dam. He doesn't want it in the bloodstream. Kozman, it's in the bloodstream. Ki adamu ha-nefesh, the zachibur of nefesh to the dam. He doesn't want the dam in the bloodstream. So memele, so there, it's called amalocha tzricha legufa. You want to separate the nefesh from the dam. I want that. I need that. Here, you don't want to separate the nefesh from the dam. Because if it would be Mu'uriv and the other dam would also be good. His whole kavone is that the dam should not be on him. But there's no kavone it should go out of the goof. Just once it shouldn't be here. So there's no rotzen sheyetze an neshama meyadam. That's why it's called Amaloche Shein Tzricha Leguf. Could be, this is Pshat in Taisvus. Let us see the next Taisvus. Im Tim Tzaloi Ma'alochik Rabbi Yehuda, Mekalkulu Eitzel HaPesach V'Shoi. Now, we hear this, just want to be Magda Mamar Shoi, we heard that the Gemara declares, if he's a Mekalkul, so if we say dam mifkid pocket nisa mekalkul by the Pesach, so it's mutter. Even though Adom Hashem miskaven is also, but if he's a mekalkul to the Pesach, it's mutter. And then the Gemara is a tzad dam chiburim michber, and also the same thing could be Lanos atzmayu miskavin, so to dovo she'enei miskavin by the Sadovo Shaine Miskaven by the Chabure, or not Asmoyu Miskaven. So then the more classes here Makalku by the Chabure. He's not a Makalku by Chabure. Im Timtzo Loima Alochik Rav Yehuda, Makalku Leitzala Pesach Bishon. But if he's a Makalku, it's Mutter. Perish, the Rabbi Yehuda is laid the Mekalko b'chabure potter. Af al gav, the potter avul osa. So Taisvis asks, but what's the whole mile that it's Mekalko b'chabure? But Mekalko b'chabure is also mit Rabbonon. So, yeah. Miuhoche mutter lachatchile mishum de'ike tarti. Mekalkul bechabure v'dobor she'ein miskaven. You have two things over here. He's not mechaven and mekalkul. Now that's the chmir pshat and toisvus is, we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda dobor she'ein miskaven is chayiv. B'chol ha'teire kula. But that's the toisvus says later that l'gabi Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not chayiv. Because it's felt meleches machshemes. If I don't have kavona that for this, so felt malachas machshavis. So now you have two reasons why se felt malachas machshavis. Number one, I'm not machaven to do it. And number two, some emela felt in the machshove to that this should be done. And number two, whatever is done is also felt malachas machshavis. It's not a dovah choshev, it's a kilku. So memele, so if you have two sibis of that's not meleches machsheves, he's not mechaven and he's a mekalkul. So fill according to Rabbi Yehuda be mutter. V'koshe. So Taisva says the begreira also Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda asks to schlep a benku. Af al gav de iketarti. The ain miskaven. He's not miskaven to make a cheritz. Umekalkul. And it's also. And it's also also the kalkanami avkinim rinim b'shile perikam b'dechagigi. The muki yach the choifer gume vein tzorchal ala afre de potter afilok Rabbi Yehuda the mechayiv meloche shein tzricha legufe v'taymed de potter mishim de mekalkal avi. He's mekalkal the earth by making a hole in it. So he's mekalkal the earth by making a charitz in it. Kashi number one. Kasha number two, ubeperk yontev osa Rabbi Yehuda kirut, Rabbi Yehuda asked to comb a behemoth, af al gav the ain, cause blood might come out. This is a sharp comb, and blood might come out. Af al gav, they miskaven. He's not mechaven to make blood. So felt meleches machshevis, umekalkul. But here there are three factors. It's mitzvah, einei miskaven, and mekalkul. So all three together would be mut. No, could be two factors are also mutter. It's einei miskaven, and mekalkul, it's also mutter. I brought a raya from Charitz and Kirut. Yesh lahamid kegoin shein mekalkul legamri. Ela misaking tzas. The mashvi gumis mitzad acher. That means, even when one is goyrer akisei, so even though in the mokim hagreire, he's making a indentation in the earth, which is a kilkul to the earth. But by doing this, he's pushing the earth to the side, and that earth is being memale gumis. So memele, so it's not considered a kilkul gomo. There is a tikkun, just like one is not permitted to sweep al tzmash v'gumis. That he's making the gumas, he's filling up the holes, b'shas he's sweeping. So here also, by making the cheritz, if there are holes next to it, so he's leveling out that area. Gabi kirud nami b'meshe moitzi dam meikel lebaim b'ktsas k'may dam akoza. Could be this is also not a kilkel to the baim. That when she loses a little blood will do her good. Some emailas are there. You don't have a kilkel gomo, but if you have a kilkel gomo and the dovo sheine miskavin, so that could be. It is mutter legamri. Im timtza loyma haloche krab Yehuda mekalkel bechaburahu. So the Gemara wanted to say, now if you say that filo we paskin like krab Yehuda, that tovashem is kavna zosa, maybe he's a mekalkel bechaburah. Mash medi haloche krab Shimon. Shori afilu mesaket kiven da ein miskaven. Eistis, according to Rab Shimon, it is mutter. I mean, according to Rab Yudah, we have to say it's a makalko. And Rab Yudah's makalko b'chabure is potter. But if according to Rab Shimon, the stam is no problem. So dovishay ne miskaven, and dovishay uranos atzmayu tzore. So it's the dovishay ne miskaven. That's mutter. Mashm dialogic Rab Shimon Shori afilu mesaket. Kiven da ein miskaven, a dovishay miskaven is mutter. Vekoshe, kibushili perik sofik ochal, omal Rab Shimon, hoyul mekalkul bechabur chayev, misasik nami chayev. Umaishno da ein miskaven, Poyter Rab Shimon b'chabure tfei mimisasek. Now, let us just explain what the Gemara says over there. The Gemara over there is speaking about as follows, that a person was a moyel, and he had two children to be mal. One, the bris was scheduled for Shabbos, and one, the bris was scheduled for Sunday. Now, he went and he was mal, nebuch, the Sunday child in Shabbos. So now, so really it's a machalo Shabbos. It's a that is a machalo Shabbos. But the Gemara says he was misahim, he was misasik, he wanted to make a Shabbos to kibris. He was misasik bedovaracha. That means he wanted to make a Shabbos to Kibris, and he ended up by making a Chilul Shabbos to Kibris. So the Gemara says the Lochayri should be Potter. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says, Hoyul Mekalkul Bechabure Chayev. Since Mekalkul Bechabure is Chayev, Misasik namichai. That means misasik is only a ptur all over. But by chabure, misasik is not a ptur because mekalkel b'chabure is chayiv. So the Gemara is mekasher the din misasik to the din mekalkel. And if mekalkel is chayiv, misasik is also chayiv. So Tosfos is asking, so l'chayre, what is the difference between the din misasik and the din eini miskaven? Just like eini miskaven, if there's a psanusva, there's a new hoyel. Hoyel o mikalko b'chabur chayiv, eini miskaven should also be chayiv. U'maishno de ein miskaven, poiter rabshim b'chabur atvei mimisasik. B'yesh loim. The misasek shemiskaven lemeloche loymifter b'shabbes ele mishum de'enze meleches machsheves. The mishumochi chayv l'Rab Shimon misasek b'chabure k'moy mekalko b'chabure l'machayv Rab Shimon afo gav de'enze meleches machsheves. Lohochi talin alei b'mekalko mishum de'tam shneyem the pturim b'shal melechis Shabbos have mishum debinim melechis machshavos. Avo she'enim miskaven klal melechis, loy mishum debinim melechis machshavos mita mifta, Aber Shame koim es nami mifter. Ein miskaren, kagen gabi kloim. De meichigstes meichen kedalken, aber watschla iskaven, at nana mino so chäufe von mefasfeis. Hilkach bechabure nami shori. Now, let us try to explain what Tosfos is saying. There are two halachas. There's halacha of ene miskaven, and there's halacha of misasik. And let us explain each halacha. There are two distinct halachas. The halacha of ene miskaven is as follows. Let's say the poshet etzir, goyrer odom kisei v'safsal. He's schlepping a kisei. Now, before he schleps the kisei, we're going to interview this person, and we're going to ask him a question. What's your purpose of schlepping? Oh, the chair is here. I want it over there. Fine. Good. That's my intention. Your intention is to make a charitz? No, I don't need a charitz. I don't want a charitz. No. Fine. Now, I'll ask him a third question. Between you and me, do you think you're going to make a charitz? So nobody's going to answer. Sure, I know I can make a charitz. And I'll tell you even better, it could be there's a 95% chance I'll make a charitz. But not a psikreisha. Psikreisha means it's 300%. So 95% that I might make a charitz. I know I might make a charitz. I'm not interested in making a charitz. And the law is that it is mutter. Now, let's understand this. So why is it mutter? You're schlepping a benkel, and you know you might make a charitz. You told me. So why is it mutter? So pshat is like this. There are two distinct pulas. There's a pula of schlepping. That's what I'm doing. Could be there'll be another pula. Could be there'll be a pula of digging. Could be. There's a chance it might be. I don't have intentions to dig. The halacha is, according to Rav Shimon, if something occurs unintentionally, even though I'm aware it might occur, but it's not considered my pa'ula. I'm not achroi for something that occurs through me unintentionally. If this is a second pa'ula, I'm not doing this. I'm doing another thing. This, what comes out, came out unintentionally, and I'm not a chloi for something that comes out through my pula unintentionally. That is double shayne miskaven, which is aptul b'chol ha-perikula. Therefore, let's say a person is wearing a shatnistika raincoat, and he puts on the raincoat, and why are you wearing the raincoat? It's shatnistika. He wants to show the people how it looks, so that's why he's wearing the raincoat. He doesn't have any kavonis levisha for this. He doesn't have any kavonis levisha. You know, you might get hanos levisha from this levisha if it starts raining. Could be. I'm not putting it on for that. So my mele, if I will get it, it's a dover shayne miskav. I'm not mechavin for hanos levisha. So this is a ptul b'chola teirekule that one is not achroi, responsible for a pu'ule that comes through, if there are two distinct pu'ules, a person will take out a koitz from his father, wants to take out a splinter, and there'll be blood. It's not a psikreish, it's mutter. I have no intentions of making my father bleed. I want to take out the splinter. So it's another pu'ule, that's a po'il yoitzi that could come out from my pool, but since I'm not mechaven for it, I'm not responsible for it. Masha'enke. Misasik means as follows. Misasik means, and let us just, would be mekatzo now, that let's say Taisva says that there's a misasik if a person wanted to be mechabe ner aleph, and he was mechabe ner beis. That means his whole intention was to make, he wanted to make kibbuy in Shabbos. Kibbuy is a chelo Shabbos? Yeah, I want to be b'chalo Shabbos. I want to extinguish Ne'er Aleph. And he went he went to extinguish it. He ended up by extinguishing Ne'er Beis. What was he doing? His intent was to do Ne'er Aleph. If you'd question him before, do you know you're going to do Nebes? Oh, no, I won't do Nebes. That means he's completely ignorant of what he did. He is under the impression he's doing something else completely. That's so he's Oisik in one thing, and he ended up by doing another thing. And he's completely ignorant of this. There's a din of Misasik. Now, here, this is Potter of Melechus Machsheves. That means that I wanted to extinguish Ne'er Aleph, and I ended up by extinguishing Ne'er Beis. This felt Melechus Machsheves. I wanted to make a Mila. I wanted to make Chabure on Tinik Aleph, on the Tinik that was born in Shabbos. I ended up by making a Chabure on Tinik Beis. So here, this is not any Miskavin. Fakel. Any Miskavin means it's a second Pula. This is, I did it by your time. It's not any Miskavin. This is one Pula. I made the Mila by your time. I made the Kiba by your time. So it has nothing to do with any Miskavin, but it's a Ptur of Misasik, which is Potat Melechus Machsheves. So Toisvis says, so the Gemara says, Hoyil v'chabur chayiv, even though se felt the Melechus Machsheves, Hoyil mekalkul chayiv, is Misasik nami chayiv. By, if mekalkul chayiv v'chabur, so you see you don't need Melechus Machsheves. So who adin? Misasik?